Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today I have George Bloom with us, and we're going to be talking about the building process, Airbnb, and how you want to make sure that when you're doing anything in regards to the building process, you have a good team of people who's there working with you. So I want to get this started off by talking to George about the project that he's had up in West Virginia. And up there, he's been building a customized house. Really nice home. It's on the state park. It's on a river. And he's been working on it for probably about the last 12 months. And over the last couple of months, he's been making a lot of really good progress on that there. So first off, George, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Bobby. Good to be here, man. Always good to be in the studio with you.
Absolutely. So over the last couple of weeks, the last month or two, you've obviously been making a ton of progress on your house. This is a custom built house on the Audra State Park, really beautiful, peaceful, scenic location. And you kind of have a team together right now, and your team's been operating at a real high level. So talk to me about how the last couple months have gone so much better than the first couple months and what's made that difference.
Yeah. So, you know, first starting on the project, you know, that's when you kind of, you know, you're developing all these plans and all these ideas and making your vision boards and trying to figure out, you know, what direction you're going to go and all that. So once I kind of got through that, I started, you know, reaching out, getting quotes, talking to different companies. Hey, I would like to do this. I'd like to do that, you know, from electricians to plumbers to roofers to framers, you know, you name it. I've talked to them up there. One of the big things is I'm in such a remote area out kind of in the middle of the woods,
right,
and in the forest there. It's really tough to find, you know, the people that are able to do the things that I want them to do in terms of what kind of, you know, HVAC systems I'm putting in, the plumbing, you know, all the really, the nitty gritty details of the building science, what I was trying to do.
Which is really important to you.
Yeah, 100%. You know, my big focus is, you know, I would love to get every single thing in the home, you know, passive house standards in terms of building efficiency and everything like that. I don't have any passive house certifications, but I'm definitely building on the principles of building
a passive house. And you're following all those professionals who are doing those.
Yeah, I am a huge follower of Matt Reisinger with the Build Show Network and Steve Basic Architecture. I really believe in those guys and the building science behind that. I follow all of them. So I've really incorporated, you know, from what I've learned from them, into this home as well. You know, probably haven't done everything perfect. This is my first custom build, you know, that I was doing by myself and not just GC, but project manager as well. And doing it from Florida.
Right.
So I went through a lot of different contractors.
Thousands of miles away.
Oh yeah. So went through different contractors that had no idea what I was talking about. So I knew they weren't the right people. And then just some people that didn't work out. But I really have a good crew up there right now. So managing that crew from here, it is difficult. However, finding those right people that care about the project, that, you know, see the true vision and kind of that finished product and really are kind of investing with you as well for time and energy and doing that. It's good. It's turned out really well. And it's taken me about 18 months to put together that real team, who I can trust, who I can rely on, that sees my vision and respects my goals and aspirations in terms of what I'm looking for in the construction process in the home.
Yeah. I remember you just being on the phone, listening to you be on the phone about like 30 minutes ago. Whoever you were talking to, he literally said, "Hey, George, I redid it towards exactly what you were talking about." Meaning like he knew exactly what you were trying to get at there. So I definitely hear that there. You were talking today about like, let's just kind of getting a little bit more specific and getting into the details about redoing some electrical stuff. What exactly were you having your team do, getting ready to do? What was that all about?
Yeah. So, you know, because I'm down here in Florida, my house is remote in West Virginia. So I have a lot of automation in the home in terms of, you know, my hot water heater connects to the Wi-Fi, my HVAC connects to the Wi-Fi. You know, when people say, "Oh, a smart home," I'm actually trying to make this a smart home where kind of I can have oversight on everything in the home in terms of, like I said, the HVAC, the hot water heater tells me, you know, how hot the water is, you know, how much has been used. I have a Wi-Fi main shutoff valve on my main water supply line that actually tells me what's going on. So my electrical panel is also smart in terms of I see how much wattage I'm using and amperage on every single breaker in the entire house. So one of the light switches, you know, they were just figuring out like, hey, these light switches weren't working over here. It's because on the smart panel, something tripped when they were doing some electrical work out there. So the main panel breaker was off. So I could actually reset that on my phone for my contractors up at the house, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So I could actually see visual like, hey, here's my dashboard on my phone, on my app. And I can see, oh, well, this isn't working. So I kind of, you know, guided them through that. And this is all new for me too. I'm not by no means an expert in this.
Right.
You know, I'm just learning all this stuff as we go as well.
And so that right there, so you started working on this 18 months ago and you acquired a second property sometime after that. Once you got the right team together and you have a team that knows how to operate, you know how they work, you know how they want things, you know how you want them to do certain things, and you kind of know what they're able to do. The second house that you've been working on, that's also taken off. So kind of go into like the renovations that you put into the second house and how you've had multiple teams not only work on the custom house that you've been building, but also really iron everything out in the second house.
Yeah, 100%. So on the second house, I'm using the same team that I've used for my house, as I'm only about 100 yards away with it, which has been great.
Right.
So, you know, back and forth, I can manage that when I'm there, which has been super helpful. So on the second house, you know, there's just little things. I'm not doing, you know, a whole rebuild or anything like that. It's
right.
Some little fine tuning things, you know, replacing all the doors and adding doors and, you know, some sections in the roof that needed replaced.
More of a basic home. Yeah. Still a nice home, but more of a basic home.
More of a basic, you know, just getting things clean and tidied up for when we have renters coming in there.
Yep.
It'll be ready. But as we're talking about building teams, Bobby, and getting all these people together and managing it from afar and everything, you know, it's not me. Like, you're doing this kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got your property down in Port St. Lucie that you purchased recently on the golf course, which is really cool.
Right.
So I know you've had a team down there. I know you did some remodeling stuff. How has that been?
Yeah.
I know you're in Florida. It's down in there, Florida, but yeah. I know you still had to drive down and meet with the team and all that.
Yeah. So I had, like you, I had different contractors kind of go in and out. And there were certain contractors that would go in and out that I'd see that would do a really good job. So like they'd kind of be like moved over more towards my A team, and other contractors who would do, you know, a decent job, but would make some mistakes would kind of like fall towards like, you know, like the B team or like the C team. So,
right.
I got to the point now where the Airbnb, it's up, it's running, it's live, it's on Airbnb. You can go book right now if you wanted to. But throughout that process, I mean, I only planned on it taking probably like about 30 days. It probably took me about 60 days to fully renovate the B side. It's a duplex. So the B side was the side that I was renovating. That's the side that's available on Airbnb. And again, I thought it would take me 30 days. It ended up taking me about 60 days. But by the time I got to that 60-day mark, I had a team of guys down there that were, they were finishing everything. They were closing it out. They were kind of like the final team in there. They did so good that I even brought some of them up to some of the listings that I've had here in Jacksonville, three hours north, 3 hours away.
Yeah, one of your clients' house, you said those guys came up. That was really cool.
Yep. So like I've even brought them up here because I saw the work that they did. And I'm like, awesome. Like, you guys did this great work on the property I have in South Florida. Come on up to North Florida and work on a listing that I have. And this listing that I have is, you know, for a client, house needs some tough love. And I knew they would do the right work in there to take care of that. So yeah, I mean, you know, they did a great job down there. I definitely, the same way you found out the power of having a good team, I completely found that out doing that down there in Port St. Lucie.
Right. And in terms of finding the right team, what I thought was huge, you know, with construction and everything, you can always interview someone and talk to them, but until you see their work, that's when you actually really kind of see the value and how they're doing and all that.
Everybody can talk on the phone about being able to take care of stuff, but in person, you see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So when you are mentioning like, hey, here's the A team, here's the B team, and here's the C team, I feel like I've went through 18 people that I've had that have been able to do things, which has been great. And I've had people down to like the D team.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you definitely... It's a learning experience as well, which throughout this entire project, I've learned a lot. So
and I think to what you said, like West Virginia is a much smaller market than Florida. In Florida, I can select between a variety of different contractors. In West Virginia, you have to find the contractors.
Oh yeah, it's huge. And I have contractors coming, you know, like 2 hour drives away
that
are able to install the certain systems I want. When I did this partnership with Carrier HVAC,
yeah.
you know, the team that could install that specific system that I wanted in my home. You know, is it Infinity Series, the MR Series from Carrier, which is a heat pump system, super high energy efficient. And, you know, the only team that could really install it was all the way out of Pittsburgh and Morgantown, West Virginia, which was, you know, 2.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice to be able to have them do that, but also the extra expense from them driving all the way down from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And gas, need a hotel for the night.
The team from Morgantown. So we did run into that, but at the end of the day, you know, people always say, you hear the same, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And if you really want, you know, less headaches and everything, you know, maybe you do want to get that A team involved to be able to do something like that, especially mm-hmm. when it's, you know, there's super technicalities involved, like, you know, the HVAC system, the plumbing system that's involved. So it was really nice to have an A team on board, because I went through probably 2 or 3 different HVAC interviews and talking to different people and getting quotes and all that. So that A team just streamlined the entire process, and the company is Advanced Heating and Air.
Yeah.
And they just did a great job.
I had a great time meeting with them. I was I was out there with you guys when they came through. We did a bunch of videos and whatnot for YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and everything like that. And that was a great crew of people that you had up there. Last thing that I had to go over here, George, was training and coaching on specific building products. I know you're a big fan of teaching and showing people the right ways to go about things, especially as you've now, you know, gone through 18 months of building a custom house, building a second house. You've obviously done a ton of stuff with some of local contractors up here in Jacksonville. So talk to me about some of that training and coaching and kind of what you're envisioning and seeing in the future.
Yeah. So, you know, by no means am I coming across saying, hey, I'm Mr. Building Science Expert George Bloom or anything like that. But you know, I think it's really important, especially when you want something done and that individual team or that company isn't really, they have the capabilities to get that accomplished, but they don't know exactly how, or they've never installed something like this, mm-hmm. Or they've never done it that way. So I think it's really important when you're going over those certain systems and techniques and that building science with those individuals, that you really give a good, provide clarity on how you want things done. So what I was able to do, for example, the siding on my home, you know, I'm using the Zip system. It's a product that's insulated. So I have an entire thermal break around my entire house. So I have what's called the Zip R9. It's a sheathing that has R9 insulation integrated onto the sheathing, and it's in a Huber wood product. So once I installed all that, which is great, that, you know, keeps the water out and all that, it's water management system, mm-hmm. but I wanted to take that a step further. And this is something that I learned from the Build Show Network, Matt Reisinger, but Steve Basic, he's an architect out of Boston. And that's where I learned this rain screen cladding. So what I did was I added furring strips vertically outside of my house and then horizontally to make this grid system. And you can actually probably pop that up on the screen to show this when we're going through there.
Oh, yeah.
On the video. So I made this grid system on there. So now if any rain gets behind that siding, mm-hmm. it'll completely dry out. So they have an air gap in between my sheathing and my actual siding. So any water, moisture, anything gets back there, I have a drainage system so that all that water can drain out of there and dry out. So if, you know, for example, Bobby, me and you have been in Jacksonville seeing all these new construction. We've seen a ton of remodeling and different new construction sites, and most of that is all right. water damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see all these windows being replaced in the side of condos and new construction communities.
Where development right next to us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the big thing with Steve Basic says, it's really not keeping the water out, but building a water management system integrated into the home that will let that water get out. Once it gets in, it needs a place to go and not just sit on 2x4s or whatever in the walls, but a place to drain out. That's why I did that rain screen on there. So, you know, we're in the middle of the woods out there. They would get some storms. Mm-hmm. I want that water to be able to manage and get out. So what we did was to really coach the team installing that and explain how I wanted this done. We built a mock-up. So we took one Zip panel of the Zip R system. You know, we built a frame on it and put some 2x4s on it. And what we did, we actually put the furring strips on there vertically and horizontal. And I even went as far as putting a stainless steel wire mesh bug screen on the bottom stapled to the zip system, that plywood on the bottom, and folded that over to create a barrier so no bugs could climb in between there and build nests and things inside,
right,
inside the sheathing, between the sheathing and the external cladding that I have on there. So, and I learned all that from YouTube, man.
Yeah.
That it's not like I went to a bunch of his classes, you know.
Sounds like you got a bachelor's degree on it.
I mean, Steve Basic does such great videos, and he has the Vibe board. It's like a draw board that he draws on. He brings up his architectural plans, and he goes over all the architectural details on there and shows you how to do this and says, hey, this is why you do this, or this is why you don't do that. And even that cladding system, he just made a recent video of why you don't build, you know, a bunch of clad or a bunch of furring strips on the corners that are all vertical because water can get in there. He's a hardcore building science guy. So
yeah.
If you guys don't know who Steve Basic is or Steve Basic Architecture, I highly recommend you follow him and check him out on Instagram and, you know, YouTube. If you're into building science or construction, I'll have Bobby put a link here in the description for Steve Basic Architecture. I'd definitely check him out because he's been a huge, huge role in my build. I've never talked to him or anything, but I watch all of his videos. I've learned a lot, and most of this is all self-taught. So, you know, huge shout outs to Steve Basic Architecture and Matt Reisinger with the Build Show Network. You know, all those guys are great over there. So, you know, and mostly all the details that I learned from my entire build was, you know, stuff that I've learned from them.
Mm-hmm. Well, George, I've learned a ton from you and your experiences in the building process. And while I was building my Airbnb down there in South Florida over the last 60 days, definitely, you know, a lot of the stuff that you've been sharing with me rubbed off on me and kind of helped me speed up the process down there, even though it went a little bit over the time expectancy.
You did a great job just putting the whole crew together when you told me, oh, I interviewed those, they weren't that good. Then I had these guys come in and they, you know, they hit the ground running with everything you wanted. I mean, you know, I know you said 30 days was your goal, but once you started interviewing them and talking, actually got them on site, if you stopped right there and got and started that on your 30 days, you were probably only 40 days. So I thought you did great with the timing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like I was telling you this morning, you know, when you wake up and you've got bookings on Airbnb and you see people coming into your place, great feeling.
When you sent me that, man, it got me fired up when you sent me those screenshots of bookings, man. Good job.
Definitely a great feeling there. So
it's just so clean in there. You did such a great job. Just, you know, even the construction stuff, you know, they did a great job. All those details look great. But even in terms of your decorations and stuff, man, just the way you set it up, all brand new, just everything's so clean. And you got John Carlos in there for the photos and video. You just did great, man. So good job getting that going.
Yeah. And like you said, to put those folks in the description, I'll put John Carlo in the description as well.
He was just up in Iceland doing documentaries.
Down in Antarctica doing stuff. I mean, the man's all over the place. The NHL, the MLS signed him to do photos and videos. So, I mean, he does incredible work. You get what you pay for. He's done some of our stuff in the past.
Yeah,
when we were first buying houses over here.
Did a couple of our videos. Highly recommend, you know, anyone watching this, you know, feel free to reach out. Yeah. You know, we love to collaborate. We love to brainstorm. We love meeting new people. And, you know, also the people that were dropping down in the descriptions, you know, check out their YouTube channels and follow them. They're super educational. You can learn a lot. That's where I learned a ton of building science from, just my expertise that I have on it. Little expertise that I have on it in terms of, you know, comparing myself to those guys. But yeah, thank you guys for watching, and I've had a great time on here. I appreciate you having me in the studio, Bobby.
Yeah, George, thank you very much. Talk with you again real soon.
Yeah, you got it.